Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my special guest today is Mike Nolan, the Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center here at Minnesota State University, Mankato, and serving much of southern Minnesota. Today, we're going to do part two of this three-part series talking about developing business in rural Minnesota. What are some of the things they're coming to you for, folks who are already established business people?
Well, sadly, in this economy, we've seen a lot of businesses come in who need help with turnaround. I mean, things are going bad.
Okay.
Or going from bad to worse. A lot of times, the banker will walk them in with us. And we've been able to help many businesses who are at that end of their growth cycle. Can we save the business? Can we reinvent our business? Can we reach out to new customers? Can we refinance our debt structure? Can we make it more palatable? Can I sell my business?
Mm-hmm.
Can I identify a next generation to take it over? We are managing, we received some grant funding to actually bring in a very, very high level person in this region. Bob Jagfeld. He used to be the president of two banks here in town, and he's been able to join us to really help those hard cases do some turnaround, some vendor negotiations, some negotiations with banks, trying to save those jobs. A lot of time in rural America, when a business closes down, another one doesn't take its place. I mean, that business closes down, and it's gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
And those jobs leave the community and never come back. So what I hear from local economic development people and the leaders in communities is, you know, we have to keep these businesses because they have to be here for us to grow the community. So that's one of the great things that I think we do. Sometimes it's too late, quite frankly. They don't come in soon enough.
So obviously, but there must be sort of lighter fare as well from time to time, where maybe they just are bumping their head against the wall on, I don't know, their marketing plans or something like that.
Absolutely. Growing.
You know, growing. There you go. That's a nice problem to have.
It takes money to grow. We've been working more and more, and again, this is what kind of gets me excited about this, is when I see a company who's taking that leap. They're hiring more people. They're buying more inventory to sell. Their business is growing. Yet they can't find that fuel, that working capital to fuel their business. And they can't grow fast enough. And those are the fun engagements, but they're just as hard and complicated.
But there's a real positive.
Oh, absolutely. And we're seeing businesses start. I think to date, just in our region, I think we've helped about 25, 30 businesses get going. Probably in the past 12 months, and that's exciting.
Indeed it is. Well, this has been part two of a three-part series, an interview with Mike Nolan, the Executive Director of the Small Business Development Center here in southern Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.